BBC News with David Austin. The 72-year-old former leader of Austria's Green Party, Alexander van der Bellen, will be the country's next president. Early projections show him winning more than 53% of the vote to defeat his rival, Norbert Hofer, of the far-right Freedom Party. Mr. Hofer has conceded. Tens of thousands of Brazilians have joined street protests against the decision by Congress last Tuesday to approve a bill that would expose prosecutors and judges to charges of abusing their authority. Demonstrators called the bill an attempt to intimidate the team investigating high-level corruption at the state oil giant Petrobras. Donald Trump's senior colleagues have downplayed his phone conversation last week with the Taiwanese president, which infuriated China. The U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence told ABC News that Mr. Trump had merely taken a courtesy call. Mr. Trump's campaign director, Kellyanne Conway, warned against reading too much into it. Human rights campaigners say the Algerian authorities have begun carrying out plans to expel tens of thousands of West African migrants. The Algerian government has not said what will happen to the migrants next. Funerals have taken place across Brazil for the victims of the plane crash that killed most players of the football team Chapecoense. In their hometown, Chapeco, fans paid their last respects to the club's president and 15 other victims. The authorities in the U.S. city of Oakland say 24 people are known to have died in a fire at a warehouse party on Friday night. A police spokesman said most of the building hadn't yet been searched. The chief minister of the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu has suffered cardiac arrest only days after she handed over responsibilities to a deputy because of illness. Jayalalitha Jayaram, a 68-year-old former film star, was briefly jailed in 2014 on charges of corruption, but she remains hugely popular in her state. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.